Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, Johnson & Johnson has delayed the rollout of its COVID vaccine in Europe as reports of rare blood clots in the US are investigated. 6 more weeks of severe restrictions on social interaction are needed to avoid a fourth wave of COVID by the summer. That's the advice of the acting chief medical officer who appeared before in a Ruckus Health Committee earlier today. We'll hear from Letterkenny GP Dr. James McDade on the AstraZeneca decision to limit it to people over 60. He says the decision is ludicrous and absolutely crazy. And later in the bulletin, Kenny Harkin is here with the sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin this evening with confirmation that Johnson & Johnson has delayed the rollout of its COVID vaccine in Europe as reports of rare blood clots in the US are investigated. American authorities have put a pause on the vaccine as they examine 6 reported cases among the 6.8 million doses given. Political correspondent Sean Defoe has this report.
A further blow to the vaccine rollout plan today with the news that Johnson & Johnson has decided to delay its European distribution. Authorities in the US suspended the rollout while investigating 6 cases of rare blood clotting. Acting Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ronan Glynn said more briefings were going on this evening.
I do know that they're reporting 6 cases out of 7 million vaccine doses given. I'll need to look at further information on that through the day.
It comes on the back of NIAC's recommendation that the AstraZeneca vaccine be used in over 60s only, also due to rare blood clotting. These people have mixed views on whether they would take the AstraZeneca vaccine.
I'll be honest with you, at the moment, no, I wouldn't. I'd wait, yeah.
Yeah, I think I would. I think it's important for everyone to get vaccinated to help protect the vulnerable.
We take the flu vaccine every year, and there's implications with that too, any vaccine you take.
Health Minister Stephen Donnelly has said health officials are working flat out to figure out what this means for the overall rollout plan. Taoiseach Micheál Martin will be briefed by the HSE and health officials ahead of tomorrow's cabinet meeting. It's unclear yet what the impact of the 2 announcements will be, but it does seem likely the targets are set to be missed.
Well, earlier today, when he appeared before the Aruckus Health Committee, the acting chief medical officer, Ronan Glynn, said he believes 6 more weeks of severe restrictions on social interaction will be necessary in order to avoid a fourth wave of COVID by the summer. But as you heard there from Sean Defoe's report, it has been decided to limit AstraZeneca to over 60s only as a result of the latest information that's been made available and assessed by the EMA and others. Well, a Letterkenny GP has described some of those decisions as ludicrous and absolutely crazy. There are around 40,000 people in the 60 to 69 age cohort. Now, Dr. James McDade gave his impressions of the situation on today's 9 till noon show.
Despite the fact that they are saying that we should not now, that we cannot give it to the under 60s, but if you already have the AstraZeneca vaccine, been taken the AstraZeneca vaccine, and they do say that it activates the first AstraZeneca vaccine that causes the most problems, that's what they say. But they are now saying, of course, if you had it first of all, you can now take it a second time, which is, I don't know, I find quite ludicrous for coming from people with a scientific background. I mean, we're talking here, I heard the word has been created, an abundance of caution. I mean, certainly this has been loaded with abundance of caution. I mean, basically what they're saying, that you give you an example, if you have a matchbox sitting on your mantelpiece, and if you let these people into it and say, oh, take the matches out of the matchbox, put them on one side of the mantelpiece and put the matchbox on the other side just in case the house burns down. That's absolutely crazy with what the decision that they're making now. And now we have a situation where we have 80,000, I believe, of the AstraZeneca vaccine, which is due in the next number of months, and as we stand today, they are only available to 60 to 69 year olds. Now, they're obviously not dealing with patients, they're not dealing with the general population on a face to face basis. They are making these decisions. I'm not sure who exactly they are. Are they purely scientific? Do they actually meet people or see people? Because the decisions that they have made at the moment are really going to hit thousands.
Well, the Taoiseach says we'll know in a few days if the vaccine rollout targets have been pushed back because of the AstraZeneca decision. The government is aiming to offer 80% of adults at least one dose of a vaccine by June. Leo Varadkar says it's unclear if the latest setbacks will change that.
In fairness to Paul Reid, the HSE and their team and Breon McCrath, they've done a great job of pivoting now a few times on foot of changes to advice from NIAC. And like I say, you know, there's still over 500,000 people over 60 that haven't been vaccinated. There's the second doses. So we will make good use of the 800,000 AstraZeneca vaccines.
Well, 112 new cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed north of the border today with no additional COVID-related deaths. There are 77 patients being treated for the virus in hospitals in Northern Ireland, seven of them in ICU. Last night in the Republic, there were 203 people in hospital, seven being treated at Letterkenny University Hospital, two of those in intensive care. A Donegal woman who is currently in mandatory hotel quarantine in Dublin says she's anxious about being left alone for 2 weeks because of serious health concerns. Charlene Haynes, who lives in Letterkenny but is originally from South Africa, has long COVID and travelled abroad for medical consultation. She's now pleading for an exemption from quarantine due to a family history of cardiac deaths. The 52-year-old flew back from South Africa on April 9th and had her appeal to forego quarantine on medical grounds rejected, despite attending hospital due to a heart condition since returning home. Charlene spoke on today's 9 till noon show. She says if something happened to her, nobody would know for some time and she would feel safer quarantining at home.
I'm alone in a room. You're not allowed to exit at all. So if something had to happen, I mean, no one would know. They don't come to your room. They just knock on the door and leave your food outside your room. So no one would know if something had happened to me. I would have thought that on a humanitarian grounds, they would allow me to go see my GP and access the medical treatment that I need. I do know a bit about COVID, and I know that even having the vaccine, you can still contract COVID. It doesn't prevent you from getting it. So even the Israelis that have arrived fully vaccinated can still pick up COVID. So they've been released out into their homes and they can possibly still spread COVID even though they've been vaccinated. Mm. The vaccination only prevents you from possibly not dying. I would definitely quarantine at home. I do not want to catch COVID a second time. So I've done everything in my power to stay safe, to take the necessary precautions. If I got home, I would definitely not be venturing out.
And that was Charlene speaking to Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show. That whole show, of course, is available as a podcast on our website, highlandradio.com. You can listen back to that entire programme. A senior Donegal County Council official has urged members of Letterkenny Municipal District not to consider legal action against a mast at Tremonaghan Woods in Remeltham. The issue was raised at the Letterkenny and Milford MD this afternoon by Councillor Ian McGarvey, a long-time opponent of the mast. He asked what the council was doing to revoke the planning permission that had been granted. With more, here's Eamon Torsney.
Director of Services Liam Ward told the meeting that permission had been granted by Donegal County Council and upheld by Ambor Planola. At this point, he said the only way of revoking the permission would be through a legal challenge and members should be very careful before considering such an action. He rejected suggestions from Councillor McGarvey that planners may have made mistakes, saying that all the local decisions were examined and upheld by Ambor Planola. He also rejected a claim that the permission is contrary to the County Development Plan. Following a lengthy discussion, Councillor McGarvey asked if there is any point in bringing motions before the council. On the suggestion of Councillor Liam Blaney, who seconded the motion, it was decided to write to the telecommunications company Signal to consider relocating the mast to another area of the wood where it would not impact on popular walking routes.
Gardaí are investigating a series of weekend incidents in Buncrana. Damage was caused to a number of vehicles, a break-in occurred at a warehouse, and also there was vandalism carried out at the eye care centre. All three crimes happened on Saturday night and in the area of Looking Glass Brae. Gardaí Gráinne Doherty has this appeal.
So the first one, between 9 p.m. and 10:30 p.m, a criminal damage incident occurred at a business premises at that location. Damage was caused to four vehicles that were parked up on the premises. CCTV has been viewed and three males can be seen entering the property. Now, they took a forklift for a spin around, did a number of manoeuvres around the premises on this forklift. It's believed some of the damage to the vehicles may have been caused by the forklift itself. We're appealing to anybody really that's seen these three males that were about that location at the time and may also have had dash cam footage, you know, that may have captured the males on the dash cam footage. On the same date, again, April 10th, Saturday, at about 8:45 p.m., a burglary occurred at a warehouse in the area of the Looking Glass Brae also. Three males, again, were captured on CCTV entering the building. They smashed a rear window with a brick and entered. Minor damage was caused within the building and nothing was stolen from the premises. Now, on the same date again, Saturday the 10th of April, late evening, night time, a criminal damage incident occurred at the Eye Care Centre, the centre there in Buncrana for people with autism. Looking Glass Brae also. Damage was caused to some of their outdoor play equipment, the outdoor playground area. We're particularly interested to get to the bottom of, well, all three incidents. We're eager to further our investigation. So we're appealing to anybody who was in that area, particularly the Looking Glass Brae area of Buncrana, on that evening or night time, the Saturday the 10th of April, so between maybe 8 p.m. and 11 p.m.
And that was Garth Grania Doherty there. Well, as you heard Garth Doherty say, one of the areas which sustained attack was the Eye Care Centre, and its manager Angela Tourish says in 15 years that's not happened before.
It's the first time in 15 years that we've been on those premises that anything has happened in that nature, and it's so disappointing. You sort of think that the community know us so well that nobody would even dream of causing any damage. The community are so supportive of what we do. They help fund for what we do. And we just wouldn't dream of anybody destroying equipment in that manner. It was just not nice.
There are huge levels of despair and frustration among travellers about their unemployment rate, according to Pavi Point. A new report shows 80% of travellers are out of work, while they're also being discriminated against, the report finds, when they're applying for jobs. The St Stephen's Green Trust is recommending that government policy focus on improving the situation. Martin Collins is co-director of Pavi Point. He says many young travellers are already worried about their chances of getting a job.
There's a huge level of despair and frustration in the community. Even when you have travellers who have completed their education up to the highest level, when those travellers can't secure jobs, obviously that has a knock-on effect, you know, within the community, and it can be very discouraging for other members of the community who will say, well, what's the point in, you know, staying on in education?
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up on all the training essentials at michaelmurphysports.ie with nationwide next-day delivery.
14 minutes past five, we say good evening to Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. We'll start with soccer. And Derry City remain winless at the start of the SSE Electricity Premier Division season after three fixtures. Well, next up for the Candy Stripes is a home clash with champions Shamrock Rovers tonight. The Rovers boss has been saying, Stephen Bradley, is expecting a tough game on the Brandywell this evening, saying results don't tell the full story, insists the reigning champions will have to be at their best to win on the Brandywell this evening. Here's Derry City boss Declan Devine speaking with Kevin McLaughlin ahead of tonight's game.
Listen, they're the champions for a reason. They haven't lost a game in a calendar year. I think they enjoy playing on our pitch, but that's the challenge in itself. Look, we've got to get up and running. I think we can talk about it, opposition, as much as possible or as much as we want, but look, we got to concentrate on ourselves. We got to perform better. We got to make it more difficult for our opponents in terms of making our decision-making. And you know, look, I think it's well documented. We've caused our own problems over the last number of games, but for us, it's about performing the levels that we know. I know that we can perform to. If we do that, I think we can be a match for anybody on our day. But there's no under no illusions. It's very difficult. Shamrock Rovers coming here, but for me, it's a game that can't come quick enough.
Elsewhere tonight, Chelsea take a 2-0 lead into the second leg of their Champions League quarter-final tie against Porto. The Premier League team have the advantage of two away goals, but the game has been played in Seville instead of London because of coronavirus travel restrictions. Elsewhere, Paris Saint-Germain, they look to get revenge on Bayern Munich, who defeated them in last season's final. The French side take a 3-2 lead into the home leg of their last eight tie, with both games tonight kicking off at 8 o'clock. Meanwhile, Real Madrid, they'll be without their captain Sergio Ramos for tonight's or for tomorrow night's Champions League quarter-final second leg against Liverpool. The club have announced that the Spanish defender has tested positive for COVID-19. Ramos also sat out Madrid's 3-1 victory in the first leg with a calf issue. And Jadon Sancho has been ruled out of Borussia Dortmund's Champions League quarter-final second leg against Manchester City. The England winger has not recovered in time from a thigh injury in order to be able to face his former club. City take a 2-1 advantage to Germany tomorrow from last week's first leg. On the pitch in the Championship tonight, Huddersfield Town, they play Bournemouth. That's on very shortly at 5:30. At 6 o'clock, Sheffield Wednesday host Swansea City. And at 7 o'clock, Rotherham, they're up against Queen's Park Rangers. There's three games tonight in the Irish Premiership. Third place plays second at the Oval when Glentoran, they host Coleraine. Portadown, they play Dungannon, and Warren Point, they're up against Carrick Rangers. Meanwhile, Northern Ireland's women's boss, Kenny Shields, he feels his team reaching Euro 2022 would be the greatest sporting achievement of all time. They take a 2-1 lead into the second leg of their playoff at home to Ukraine at Seaview this evening. The former Derry City manager, Shields, says his players have done so far is remarkable.
If we get through, it would be a remarkable achievement from the girls. Probably the greatest sporting achievement of all time. Most of the team are amateurs working in hospitals and banks, working in supermarkets.
Yes, that game kicks off at 7:45 this evening. And Gaelic games in the draft set of Allianz League fixtures. Donegal have two away and one home game in Division 1. When the action resumes next month, Oisin Kelly has more.
Declan Bonner's side will start on Saturday the 15th of May away to Tyrone with their sole home tie the following weekend against Monaghan. The final run of North games in the division is Saturday the 29th of May. Donegal will be away to Armagh and Monaghan will face Tyrone. Monaghan, who are currently under investigation, look set to lose home advantage against Armagh and Tyrone because of their recent training breach. That Donegal-Tyrone tie will be the first competitive game for the Red Hands' new joint management team of Fergal, Logan and Brian to her. All-Ireland champions Dublin will be on the road for all three of their games after being drawn away against Roscommon and Galway, but will have to play their home game against Kerry at a neutral venue due to their training breach. Meanwhile, the draw for the provincial championships will be held over 2 days next week, Monday the 19th and Tuesday the 20th of April. The Ulster draw will take place on Tuesday evening. The provincial championships are due to start in the final weekend of June, with the Ulster final in the revised calendar scheduled for Saturday the 31st of July or Sunday the 1st of August. Croke Park are expected to release the full league fixtures later this week.
In rugby, Leinster's Heineken Champions Cup semi-final away to Ronan O'Gara coached La Rochelle. That'll be played on Sunday the 2nd of May. The game has been fixed for the Stade Marcel de Flandre, where there'll be a 3 o'clock kick-off at Irish time. The All-French Last Four clash of Toulouse and Bordeaux has been fixed for the previous day. Ulster's trip to Leicester in the Challenge Cup semi-finals will be played at Welford Road at 8 o'clock on the Friday evening of Friday, April the 31st. And Leinster and Munster, they clash in the opening weekend of the Rainbow Cup. They meet in a repeat of the Pro 14 final at the RDS. That's on Saturday the 24th of April. And Ulster welcome Connacht to Belfast on the Friday evening of Friday the 23rd. And Lions head coach Warren Gatland, he says he knew long ago that Andy Farrell wouldn't be travelling as part of the coaching team this summer. Farrell has opted to focus on his position as Irish head coach rather than making the trip with the touring party to South Africa. Scotland's Gregor Townsend and Steve Tandy, Leinster's Robin McBride and Wales' Neil Jenkins, they make up the backroom team. Finally for this evening in motorsport, Formula 1 is moving the times for qualifying at this weekend's race at Imola to avoid clashing with the funeral of the Duke of Edinburgh. Qualifying will now take place between 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock on Saturday. That's all your sport for this evening. It's back to Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Kenny. A Donegal councillor says he foresees issues ahead surrounding the school transport scheme. It comes as parents are being reminded the deadline for applications is approaching. Applications are open. They can be accessed online. Existing applications will automatically roll over into the new school year. All details on Bus Éireann's website with the closing date of Friday fortnight, April 30th. Councillor Paul Canning says, however, it would be extremely difficult to accommodate everyone.
The date, that the important date is the 30th of April, which is Friday fortnight. So I would advise parents to get online, get on to the Bus Éireann's website and get their applications in for the new year. Now, at this moment in time, payments or medical cards, they're not required until July. So if they get in, get the application form filled in and get it in now while it's open, because last year it closed fairly quick after the deadline date.
Do you foresee issues arising with the scheme again this year? Obviously you don't have a crystal ball, but it does seem to be of an annual occurrence.
Yeah, given the COVID situation that we're under and the separation distances and all of that, I feel that we won't have enough seats for all of the students this year, and there will be people lost out. I think there is going to be a difficult month ahead regarding the school transport.
Councillor Paul Canning there speaking to Catherine Gaffney. There are calls for improved facilities at Donegal's lakes, while current caravan and camping sites in the county have been deemed an invaluable asset to coastal areas. It's believed more can be done around inland lakes. Kayaking and other water activities on lakes have grown in popularity, but in many cases there aren't enough facilities nearby for tourists to avail of them. Councillor Michael McBride says Donegal's infrastructure is lacking in this regard when compared to the UK and other EU countries. He believes there is a real opportunity to change that.
I do think that there's a great lack of infrastructure, you know, with the lakes. We have many lakes around Donegal, and, you know, there's a lot of people going there now kayaking. They want to camp there. Glamping has become a big thing. It's a low-cost holiday for families where they can experience outdoors, and, you know, the healthy outdoors seems to be where it's all at the moment. So my opinion on it is that we should have a lot more facilities at our lakes for people who would like to spend some time at them.
And if that initial investment were made, the local rural community would reap the benefits in turn.
Well, I think it definitely would help a lot of the villages and Donegal if these were developed. But I suppose, you know, the Donegal County Council at the moment, in conjunction with KMPG, are looking at this all around the county. There's a public consultation on the way, and I think, you know, it's something that people should make some submissions on.
And that was Councillor Michael McBride there. Well, the forecast this evening will bring a mix of cloud with some bright spells, scattered showers continuing through the early part of the evening, winds light and variable in direction. Tonight we'll see the showers become more isolated, eventually dying out, followed by a mostly dry and clear night. Some mist and fog patches will develop in near calm conditions, lowest temperatures -1 to +1 degrees Celsius in light variable breezes. Tomorrow we'll see any mist or fog patches clearing during the morning. That'll be followed by a mostly dry and bright day with good sunny spells, a few well-scattered showers developing in the afternoon. Highest temperatures tomorrow, 10 to 12 degrees Celsius in light southerly breezes. And that's Highland Radio News for now. Looking at the main stories in brief, Johnson & Johnson have delayed the rollout of its COVID vaccine in Europe as reports of rare blood clots in the US are investigated. 6 more weeks of severe restrictions on social interaction are needed to avoid a fourth wave of COVID by the summer. That's according to the acting chief medical officer who appeared before an Oireachtas Health Committee today. A Letterkenny GP is describing some of the decisions made surrounding the AstraZeneca vaccine as ludicrous and absolutely crazy. The vaccine is now to be limited largely to people over the age of 60. 112 new cases of COVID-19 confirmed north of the border today. No additional COVID-related deaths there. And a senior Donegal County Council official urging members of Letterkenny and Milford Municipal District not to consider legal action against a mast at Drumonaghan Woods. They're the headlines. Back with news again at 6. Good evening. The eviction notices for this Tuesday evening, the 13th of April. The death has taken place of Fred Wee Deeney, 28 Ballyrory Road, Craigban. Funeral mass on Thursday morning at 11 in St Patrick's Church, Craigban, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to current guidelines, the house and funeral are strictly private, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers to Marie Curie nurses, care of Michael and Noreen O'Kane, funeral directors. The death has occurred of Paddy Kennedy, Aya Ardra, and formerly of Cashel Ardra. His remains will repose at his nephew Charlie's residence in Cashel Ardra from this evening. Funeral from there tomorrow evening at 6:30 to the Church of the Holy Family Ardra for 7 o'clock to repose overnight. Funeral mass on Thursday at 12 noon with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. due to HSC and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to family only, please, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The death has occurred of Bridget Kelly, Ne McGeown, Meanmore, Dunlow. Her remains will repose at Midland's funeral home from tomorrow evening at 5:30, with removal at 6 o'clock to her late residence. Funeral mass on Thursday morning at 11 in St. Columbus Church Acres, with interment afterwards in Belcritch Cemetery. Due to HSC and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and interment are private to family only, please, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The funeral can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv/camera/St. Columbus Church. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Macmillan Cancer Research, care of any family member, or Sean Madlin, funeral director. The death has taken place of Josephine Donoghue, Park House, Dunlow, formerly of 386 Coneyborough Road, Lifford. In accordance with current restrictions, the house and funeral are private to family only, please. Josephine's Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock. And the death has occurred of Trevor Tees, 26, Wolftone Place, Glencar, Letterkenny. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral service tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock at his home, with interment afterwards in the family plot in Gortley Graveyard. Due to HSC and government guidelines, wake, service and interment are private to family only, please, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director.